Welcome back. I hope you guys had a great week. My week has been pretty crazy. My son actually had RSV, but he's over a year now, so it wasn't quite as scary. It's awful when they get it when they're really little. But anyway, needless to say, my voice is a little crackly because I've kind of been fighting it off all week. So anyway, today I want to talk about be a brand, not just a business. So last week, if you were around Kaylin, I went into what is a brand and just kind of talked all things branding. And I kind of wanted to keep with the theme this week because I feel like there's just so much to talk about when it comes to branding. So today's episode, I think will apply to a lot of different people depending on where they are in their business. Maybe you're in the early stages and you're thinking about like website creation or creating an additional Instagram account or Facebook business page. Or maybe you've had your business for a while and you're like just trying to maintain multiple accounts, keeping your business and your personal life separate. So my question to you is, do you feel like you are using the maximal potential of your social media and your website? If you've been in this game for a while, do you feel like you're doing that by just being a business? So if your answer is yes or no, I think you just need to hear this, because if you're anything like me, all this information will provide a whole lot of clarity. For me, I definitely had lots of trial and error with this. Literally drove myself crazy. I can't even tell you how many different accounts I've had and how back and forth I've been about all this. So this is a conclusion that I came to finally. Lots of experience. Okay, so what you need to do is go to where the most people are, your friends, followers, whatever social media platform you're on, and become a brand. So becoming a brand, what exactly does that mean? So first, you can go back to the last episode if you want, and you can listen to more about branding. But very plain and simple, becoming a brand just means you aren't going to be a faceless cookie cutter business just selling a product or service. It means you're going to humanize yourself and become a human who sells a product or a service. So I'm talking about sharing yourself, your life, things you love, maybe your product or service being one of them, and the things you do, just everything that makes you you. And in doing this, you're actually going to be creating a feeling about you and the things that you share in other people. And here's a hint, you want the people to like you. So yeah, essentially you're just going to be more than a faceless business. You're going to be sharing a mix of your life, valuable content, products, and services, and just gaining people's trust and helping people to get to know you and like you. So I know what you're probably thinking, because trust me, I've had every single thought about this. And you're probably thinking, won't this reach people who don't care about my product or service? Will I be annoying people? Will this be spammy? Will I lose followers? Will this not look like a legit business? I know, I've had all the thoughts, right? So let me just address them first, and then I'll tell you the benefits of doing this. So yes, this will probably reach some people who don't care about your product or service. But before you write it off, you have to think about, though, what if eventually you win them over? Either because of being exposed to it multiple times, or maybe just because they like you and just because they know you and because they trust you. And maybe initially they didn't care, but now they do. Will you lose followers? Maybe you'll lose some followers. But what I want to ask you is, if people are that unsupportive or judgmental, is it really a loss? I mean, seriously, like, do you really need that kind of negativity in your life? I know I don't. So the other thing, you know, like, will you be annoying people? Will you be spammy? My answer to you is basically, don't be annoying or spammy. And just change your mindset. Maybe some people, it will annoy by nature. But what about all the people who are like, yes, this is exactly what I need in my life. You're forgetting about them. So, and will this not look like a legit business if you don't have a business page for it? So honestly, I feel like this is really up to you. How will you portray your product or service? Are you going to portray it as a legit business, or is it just a side hustle? It doesn't matter where you're sharing it. And just starting out, honestly, there's going to be a period of time where you may feel like no one is really taking you seriously as a legitimate business, if that's your desire. And that's okay, because one, who cares what they think? What other people think is none of your business. And two, honestly, more than that, like, you just need to take yourself seriously. If you stay consistent, you don't give up, you grow, and you show other people that you are serious, eventually people will take you serious as a business. This 100% happened to me doing photography. Like, I feel like no one really took me serious at the beginning. It was just something that I decided I was gonna do on a whim, and then all of a sudden, I was 100% committed. But at first, even with that commitment, like, people just didn't take me serious. Eventually, though, they did. And now it's, you know, something that I feel like is, like, people admire, you know, once they see you and how resilient you are. So it's, you know, it really is just kind of up to you. And the third thing I want to say about that is, any negativity that you do feel from what other people think, like that you're not legitimate or whatever, let that fuel you to show them that you're dead serious. Like, prove them wrong, you know what I'm saying? Don't let it bring you down, let it fuel you the other way. Okay, now that we have that out of the way, let's talk about the benefits. So when it comes to your social media, staying consistent will be way easier. Oh my gosh, that is an understatement. You won't have, like, this tug of war of, like, should I comment from this account? Should I post on this account? Oh, I, like, you just feel like you're constantly going back and forth and nothing is really getting your attention. It's being really split. And which kind of leads me to my next point about social media, is that you will reach a lot more people. Not only by choosing the platform or what account that has the most followers already on a platform, but you'll be focused on growing one account, so it will just be so much better. Like, all your attention, all your time will be there, so it just makes sense, you know what I'm saying? And the other thing is, you'll also be able to reach a lot more people because you'll be getting more engagement. So, and whenever you may know this already, but for those of you who are just starting, or maybe this is completely new, it's very common to have lower engagement rates on, like, business and product posts. So if all you have is a business page and all people are that's all people have to, like, comment on, your engagement's going to be really low. And overall, that's going to just, like, lower. I mean, lowering your engagement means that your posts and things are not going to be seen as much. So if you're sharing things that people can relate to, like, as a human or just your personal life, more than likely people will engage more with those things. And as a whole, more people will see you. So another benefit there. This next one is a really huge benefit, and I wish someone told me this years ago. And that is, when you are a brand, if you make a shift, your audience will shift with you. So being a brand is all about sustainability. You want to be here for the long haul. You want to build something that's timeless. And really, that's what a brand will do. So I know you're probably thinking, like, this is my business, this is what I'm gonna do for the rest of my life, yada yada. Okay, let me just tell you, I was 21, which you probably know by now if you've been listening to this podcast at all, when I first started my photography business. And I'm now 32. And not only have I gone through a lot of changes in my life, but I never ever thought I would be doing another business in addition to photography. So now that I'm part of an MLM, it's just so much easier for people to shift with you. You never know what the future holds for you. And really, like, you want to continue having those people who have been following you continue to follow you. So learn from my mistake there. Ultimately, guys, nobody knows what the future holds. Growth is going to happen. Change is going to happen. Or maybe something worse, like a company goes out of business, or the company you're partnered with goes out of business, or maybe just your product or service becomes irrelevant, which isn't too far-fetched being how much things change. So when those things happen, people will shift with you because they like you, they know you, they trust you. I read this quote from Forbes and it says, when done right, a brand works for you. It holds your story, vision, and purpose. It keeps your audience loyal and committed to you no matter where life takes you. And ultimately, you're going to earn more money because people want to work with and buy from people that they like. Okay, so if you're thinking, okay, Melissa, maybe I need to become a brand. If you are, I'm going to address two different groups of people, and I'm going to tell you just one thing that you can do today to start to make the shift. So for those of you who already have a large following on your business page or your Instagram, you know, you have like an email list and a blog, just more of like just a business built. What I want you to do is just start making a shift to share more about yourself. Maybe just introduce yourself. Share your why. Why do you sell this service? Why do you love this business? How has it helped your life? How do you want to impact others with it? Maybe share something vulnerable that connects with people, or just be silly, like just be human. Share surface silly things. And just don't be afraid to tell your audience, don't be afraid to just be human, and that you just want them to know you. And just, you can tell them or even ask them, is it okay if I share more of myself? Or just tell them, hey, you're gonna be seeing more of me because I want you to know me. And for those of you who have a personal account with a larger following, and you either that you have just started a business account, my best advice, honestly, and I know like you'll probably hate me for this, but is really just to forget about that other business account and just focus on making the shift in your personal account to mixing in your business. Don't be afraid of being spammy. Just don't be spammy. You know, share things that relate to your business that are part of your life. Or share your why behind your business, or just tell them that they're going to be seeing some of this mixed in because it's something that's really important to you and you are really excited to share it with them. Just be yourself and just mix in your business. Because being you, honestly, is your superpower. So whatever you're trying to make a profit on, whether you're selling a product, whether it's a service you're offering, it is a piece of your story and a piece of you. So don't be afraid to share. You are your brand, so be your brand. Okay, that's all the wisdom I have to share with you today. If you found this helpful, I would be forever grateful if you left a review. And I want to just take a minute and say I really super appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to this. I know you have a million other places or a million other things that you could be doing right now. And it truly means a lot to me that you choose your time to do this. It definitely is my passion, just all things business. But more than that, it's truly just helping people. So thank you for being here and allowing me to be part of your story. And I'll talk to you guys next week.